This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The talent that's here and the talent that is continuing to develop here. We obviously have some mainstay guys like Ian Happ.
Ian Happ, Cubs all-star outfielder.
And now Ian Happ is in a pickle. Here's chaos. Ball hits Ian Happ. There's a collision, and Happ is ruled that he's going to score. It's interference, and it's 5-1 Cubs. Oh, baby.
Gold Glove Award winner, host of the Compound Podcast.
There's a whole generation of Cubs fans that just absolutely adored Rhino. Rhino's one of the most special, and I can't say enough about just what he meant to all of us, the fan base and the players.
Connect Roasters coffee enthusiast.
Here's a man that probably has 5 fresh pots a day.
Ian Happ on 670 The Score.
We toast you, Ian Happ.
It is Rahimi and Harris, Rami Makhlouf in for Layla Rahimi today alongside Marshall Harris. We just received word that Larry Boa will join us at 1:45 on the show. Just part of a laundry list of people coming through the score today to remember and celebrate the memory of Ryan Sandberg. And joining us now to do that, he joins this show every week, but a little different feel to the appearance this week, is Cubs outfielder Ian Happ. Ian, I know Craig broke the news to you guys yesterday in the locker room after the game of Ryan Sandberg's passing. That had to be a tough moment. He was a big part of this current Cubs team.
Yeah, just really tough news to get for the group. And I think Rhino just being there for us in spring training, doing everything he could to, while he was going through treatment, to want to be in Arizona and make that trip and spend time with us, I think was so meaningful to the group. And so, we appreciate every second we got with him. And probably one of the coolest things was at CubsCon, just the standing ovation that he got at CubsCon from all the other Hall of Famers, from everybody there when he was announced. And I'm glad that we got to honor him in a few different ways over the last year or so.
Ian, tell us what Rhino means to you personally, because I know you guys have developed a relationship, you having been with the Cubs for as long as you have, and he's been such a great ambassador, not just for the Cubs, but also for the game, but also so helpful with the team itself.
Yeah, I think just him being around, always with a smile, always with kind of positive assurances over the years, whether he was coming in to throw out first pitches or just at the ballpark or there to do Hall of Fame stuff. It was always positive. He was always uplifting when he was around. But I think as a player, just the example that he set of not only how to play the game the right way, and you know, he was obviously a superstar, but how to carry himself off the field as well, and just every time he spoke, every time he represented the Cubs franchise, he did it with grace. And it was just a perfect example for a young player of what it looks like to be a Cub for a long time. And so just looking up to him and being able to pick his brain and spend some time with him was a treat and something I'll never forget.
We've heard from so many Cubs fans since the news last night of meeting Ryan Sandberg and them being starstruck at the initial meeting, and then him just being such a nice, approachable guy that he kind of took that away, and you realize this was just a dude and a really good dude on top of being, as you said, a superstar player. Do you remember the first time you met Rhino, and was there any starstruck element to it, and how comfortable did he make it for you?
Yeah, I met him for the first time in 17 in spring training. I was going into my rookie year, my first major league camp, and trying to be a second baseman. And so, talking to him around the turtle, trying to pick his brain about playing second base. We were talking about turning double plays and the difference between, what it was then. The rule had just come in, whether that year, a year prior, about not being able to break up double plays. And I'm talking to him about guys trying to tackle him coming into the bag. And just him giving me some words of wisdom and some thoughts on what he tried to do. And as someone who completely revolutionized the second base position, just being, 22 years old at that time and getting to have that conversation, it was like, wow, this is really cool.
As a student of the game, as we're joined by Ian Happ, who joins us regularly each and every week here on Rahimi and Harris, Rami Makhlouf in for Layla Rahimi. As a student of the game, what did you know about Ryan Sandberg growing up, and what was either confirmed or like, how did your opinion of him evolve in the greater sense of baseball?
Yeah, I think, knowing that he was one of the best to ever do it in the Hall of Famer, but then being a part of the organization, getting to know him more, getting to look deeper into the numbers and seeing like, oh my God, the guy's, what, he had 10 All-Star games and, 7 Silver Slugger, 9 Gold, all the, not like, just you look at the career number, he's a great player, but then you really look at the career numbers, you're like, wow, this is insanity. And then as you get in the game longer and start to think about it, like, he changed what it meant to play second base, power hitting second baseman and a big body over there playing second, and that type of frame could do that. Like, you think about his impact over the course of his career and how it changed kind of the future of baseball, and that's pretty rare. And so just having that awe and amazement for kind of what he accomplished, and then you play in Wrigley for a long time and understand how the wind blows and the fact that he had all those home runs, and I think it just, I'm like said all along, just the way that he carried himself through all of that is the most impressive part.
Craig said last night that once a week he'll think about and talk with one of his assistants about 13 triples in one season.
Yeah.
Wrigley Field. As somebody who plays at Wrigley Field, how remarkable is that for folks who can't quite wrap their head around what 13 triples at Wrigley Field in one season really is?
I'm still trying to figure it out. We asked him about it, and he the left field line triple, he could do it. He was fast enough and got out of the box well enough to, if he hit it down to that 355 corner, getting around and sniffing out a triple. I've seen Nico do that a couple times, but 13 in a year is pretty impressive. There's not a lot of triples at Wrigley. That's, you look at some of those triples numbers he had over the years. He had a bunch of years with, was 7 or 13 in that range of triples, and that's like, it doesn't happen much anymore.
If you're right-handed, that makes it even that much harder. That's why I can't wrap my head around it. I just thought maybe from your vantage point, you could figure out how that's getting done that many times.
No, absolutely not. That's crazy. It's, as a left-handed hitter, you got to really get one into the corner to hit a triple there, and as a right-handed hitter, it just doesn't make a lot of sense. I need to go back and see some old video of some of those.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ian, just to talk about the biggest series, I guess, of the year so far that you guys are playing in right now. I know that news had to be just terrible on top of the way the game actually went down. How do you bounce back as a team today, knowing that news weighing on your hearts, but also you got baseball to play, and it's a pretty big series going up against the Brewers, who are now a game ahead of you in first place.
Yeah, you know, if there's anything that Ryan would want, it's for us to go out and, you know, play the game the right way. I know that he was watching every day at the end and really locked in on the team and enjoying watching us play. So, I think last night, you know, we had a good first inning there and got out to a little bit of a lead, and just the pitcher did a good job of coming back after that inning and being really shut down, and got really good stuff. So I think we've done a good job all year bouncing back from losses and being able to right the ship a little bit. And so, you know, that's the goal tonight. We go out and have really quality at bats and even up this series.
You mentioned that you guys have been able to avoid the long losing streaks or any sort of spiral, which is hard to do over the course of a 162-game season. Is that resilience and that bounce back something that Craig Counsell preaches to you guys, or is that just something that's sort of a fabric of your team and the makeup of who you guys are?
Yeah, I think it's just more the identity of the group. I think kind of the steadiness of the pitching staff and the bullpen and what they give us. And then offensively, you know, we just got a bunch of consistent hitters that go out and have professional and good at bats, so that gives us a chance every day. And I think we're always putting ourselves, we have the ability to score base running and play great defense every day. You know, we're always giving ourselves a chance to be in a baseball game, and so I think that kind of mitigates the long spells. Doesn't mean that we're immune to it, but it's something that we've been really good at this year, is not dropping a bunch of games in a row and really coming back and playing good baseball after a tough night and kind of being able to move on. It's the veteran presence in the locker room, that one of those contributing factors. So that's the goal, you know, is to, you have a tough loss, just wipe it and go play the next day.
So we know you have a great chance every time you guys step out in the field. As we talk to Ian Happ, the Gold Glove left fielder for the Chicago Cubs, here on Raheem and Harris, Rami Makhlouf in for Layla on this Tuesday. Looking at the fan graphs right now, 95.2% chance to make the playoffs, a 48% chance to win the division. Obviously, that can change depending on what happens the next couple of days specifically. But the trade deadline is 2 days away, and we have not seen the major movement that we're expecting in the starting pitching market. I don't know how closely you've been following, because you've got your hands full right now, but are you surprised that more hasn't happened, as we're just 48 hours out? It feels more like the NBA trade deadline maybe than the MLB trade deadline.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like every year we kind of sit and we wait and we say there should be a bunch of moves and what's happening, and then everybody's waiting to try to get the best package they can as far as teams selling, and they're weighing a bunch of different offers. And I think that You're going to see a flurry of moves on the actual deadline day, especially with it being a day where a bunch of teams have off. So I know a couple teams have been a little bit aggressive, made a few moves early, but there's going to be a flurry late. That's just how it always is.
I want to bring it back to Rhino before we let you go in. And we talked about the triples. Marshall and I were talking earlier in the show about the fact that this man, 5-6 years into his career, became a power hitter and all of a sudden was hitting 40 bombs as an already established all-star for the things that we talked about, yeah. The defense, the triples, the speed, all that stuff. Can you, and I think it's interesting to get a player perspective on this, can you imagine just completely changing your hitter profile, like the 7-8 years into your baseball career?
No, it's pretty amazing. I know that we've seen it from a handful of guys over the years. Like Justin Turner is a good example of like a guy that he tapped into his power later in his career. But yeah, I think for him being that caliber player, he didn't have to wholesale who he was to be a great baseball player. But he always wanted to get better. I think it's one of the things just talking to him, his confidence and his like always wanting to be the best version of himself. Like you could really feel that even when his playing career was over. And so, yeah, to be able to do that at that point in his career is just, it's remarkable. I remember I was talking to him after the statue unveiling around that weekend, and he was talking about, the leadoff hitter in front of him stealing. And he'd be like, yeah, if it was a strike, I would just hit a double and he would score. And if it was a ball, I'd take it and he would steal the base. It was like, man, if I felt like that in the box, I would be in a really great place.
That is kind of crazy. Amazing. Before we let you go, I did want to ask you about the big moment from the Crosstown Classic over the weekend, big rubber game on Sunday. And talk about a welcome to the league moment. You gave it, I think, to Colson Montgomery as you gave him that Sunday Chicago Bears treatment, really running him over on that pickle play in which you were able to score after Nico Hoerner looked like he was dead to rights at first base. What did you think of that play? And Colson Montgomery, I guess you really treated him like a rookie on that play.
Nico did a great job of staying in that rundown after the ball was thrown behind him. Stayed in it long enough for me to draw a throw. And then just backing up towards third and feeling I was close enough to create some contact, and you know, being able to score a run in that situation on a broken play is big difference maker in that game. It just I think we did a good job the whole day of kind of playing the game smart.
That's Ian Happ, brought to you by Finishing Chicago. Great finishes start with contractors from finishingchicago.com. And he joins us on the Circus Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circus Sports app today. Ian, really appreciate your time always, but especially today as we remember Ryan Sandberg. And go get one for Rhino tonight, man. We'll all be watching.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge.
The Immersive Cult Classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.